Dan, I know you have a great interest in arthralgias. What did you think about the paper in the JCO and the editorial by Hirschman?
So for all of our enthusiasm over the use of aromatase inhibitors, I think there are two points we need to keep in mind. One is that the absolute benefit between those who get an AI and those who get tamoxifen is not very big. It's principally in non-mortality events, although, as Paul pointed out, increasingly we're starting to see survival differences. But many of these women will be cured with surgery and radiation and tamoxifen, depending on what we use as a cure. We talked about that earlier, too. So having said that, side effects and morbidity become a big issue. And of those, I think one that many of us underestimated during the early trials and when they were first reported is this issue of arthralgias. And increasingly in practice, I think many of us are beginning to see this as a major issue. And I'm not exactly certain why it wasn't made as a larger issue during the clinical trials and why it became more evident once these drugs were in practice, whether the large clinical trials didn't collect the data correctly. And Don Hirschman makes a big deal about that in her editorial, that perhaps instead of asking patients, we were asking physicians how the patients felt, and that may have underestimated it. In a prospective trial we have in our Consortium on Breast Cancer Pharmacogenomics, COBRA, George is part of that as well, we actually found in the first 100 patients we put on a randomized trial comparing exemestane and letrozole, where we're really carefully annotating all kinds of things in these patients, including these kinds of side effects, 15 of them, so 15%, quit taking the drug because of this specific symptom. And we know they did because we have nurses at each center who have really gotten to be friends with the patients. I think a lot of patients quit taking the drugs and don't tell their doctor because they're afraid of their doctor and they're afraid that the doctor will be mad at them, so they just quit taking the drug. And of course, the drugs don't work if you don't take them. Adherence, I think, is a very big issue. It's been shown with tamoxifen that maybe as many as 40% of women don't take tamoxifen the way we ask them to.
How about this paper?
And it's probably higher.